Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, the host of the Gary Graff portion of the show, Gary Graff. Morning, Gary.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Great.
Good.
But quite a week. Here. Full sheet of notes here this morning.
Yeah, that's what we even added this morning. I guess the Eagles settled the Hotel California suit.
What?
They settled the suit with that Mexican hotel.
Oh.
Hotel California.
So Don Henley now owns a Mexican hotel,
Didn't settle. They didn't settle for that. And I'm sure you already saw, Journey and Def Leppard are going to do Summerfest.
Saw that earlier this morning, right? July 4th.
July 4th, it's the big... the big fireworks show. They're actually playing the baseball stadium here, which I think is a little ambitious.
What, the Tiger Stadium?
Yeah.
Journey and Def Leppard.
Yep. That's a little, I mean, if Steve Perry was with Journey, you could do that. I think this is a little ambitious as it is.
If this were 19...
Yeah, if this were 1986, that'd be a no-brainer. But
it'd be full. It'd be a great show. But
when you were here last year to play the Casino, you're not going to go play a stadium. And they're doing Wrigley Field. They're doing a bunch of stadium shows.
I mean, okay. Well, good luck.
They should be doing the minor league. Stadium, what they should be doing.
Is it possible, because Journey was part of that, Eagles thing?
Oh, the classic.
In L.A. and New York, that they went, hey, we could fill these up if we get a couple of other.
They may be delusional.
I don't know where that comes from. All right.
Big company Christmas party tonight, huh?
Right. Oh, yeah. We've got that tonight.
Christmas in mid-January.
Are you coming?
I think I missed the email, apparently.
If you want to come, you can come as my plus one.
Okay.
All right.
Let me check the flights.
Who's Bob's guest? That's Gary.
Gary. Where's Bob?
you be my plus one tonight, Gary.
All right.
By all means. Okay, so the Eagles thing is settled. What did they settle on?
Basically, the hotel, I think, is not going to use the name anymore. They'll go back to whatever they were called.
When did they become Hotel California?
Well, it's interesting. They were Hotel California first when they opened in like 1950. So well before there was a Hotel California to have an issue with.
Wow.
And then, but then they changed. Subsequent owners changed the name, and then the current owners took it back to Hotel California a few years ago, and that's when the Eagles got pissy about it. It's actually called the Todo Santo Hotel.
Okay, so just to be clear, it's not
all, that's All Saints.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
It's not on the cover of the album. That's the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Right, correct.
The interior is shot in the Lido, apartment buildings?
Something like that.
And, I think that's where
the other thing. But it was nowhere near.
It's nowhere near that hotel, so it had nothing to do with it other than we changed our name back to Hotel California.
Exactly.
If I was on the jury, I would have said, fine, you can go back to your old name.
Yeah.
Sorry, Don.
You would think, but I guess
Irving.
The Eagles have the capacity to tie it up in court for a long, long time and cause these hotel owners a great deal of money.
Fighting for the little guy.
They were selling. They had like a line of merchandise and stuff that made it look like it was the Hotel California.
Well, I guess that's what I'd do if they let me use the name. But then I kind of figure they're going to want a piece of this at some point.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm surprised. Yeah. I would have thought they would have come up with some sort of profit sharing deal.
Yeah, and then as long as we're talking lawsuits and the Eagles, Glenn Frey's widow.
Yeah, Cindy Frey is suing Manhattan Hospital where Glenn Frey passed away actually 2 years ago this week, as well as the doctor for malpractice and for not treating him well, for not adequately diagnosing what he had, and for, I guess she said, they completely missed the respiratory issues that led to the pneumonia, which ultimately killed him. So she's suing for wrongful death, for pain and suffering, and what's called loss of services of a spouse. That's the legal term for it.
Yeah.
So this is another thing that may or may not, but will likely be tied up for a while. I mean, they have to prove it. They have to prove it in court.
the doctors were basically incompetent, right? I mean, they
that's basically what you're saying.
But it's malpractice, right? I mean, it's a malpractice suit.
You know, basically causing wrongful death.
That's
the main thrust of the suit. So we'll see. But there were a lot of remembrances this week for Glenn Frey. Thursday was the 2-year anniversary of his passing. So a lot of folks thinking about him. And, you know, meanwhile, the Eagles will be back on the road this summer. And life goes on in that world.
Yeah, back on the road. They're still on the road, aren't they? Are they off?
Well, they said they were off, but okay. now they're playing.
They keep announcing more and more dates.
Yeah, there's a real appetite for them. And, you know, they showed last year with those handful of shows they did that this new configuration with Glenn's son and with Vince Gill is the real deal.
And the not real deal, this Derek Smalls thing, is this real?
Yeah, well, this is one of the, you know, Spinal Tap, the, you know, is it real, isn't it? Spinal Tap's bassist, Derek Smalls, who's, of course, not a real person. That's Harry Shearer, you know, the actor, writer, and musician. He's going to release a solo album, first solo album ever from the Spinal Tap camp. It's called Smalls Change, Meditations Upon Aging on April 13th. But in typical fashion, he's got this thing loaded up with guests. He's got a couple of the Foo Fighters, Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers, Peter Frampton, Dweezil Zappa, Joe Satriani, Steve Vai, Donald Fagen from Steely Dan, Rick Wakeman, David Crosby are among the people playing on this non-existent person, musician's solo album.
Okay, so it's music. It's not a comedy album.
It's music. I'm sure some of the songs will be funny. There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
It'll be real music. And, you know, listen, we all know as much as it was funny, it was Spinal Tap was real music.
Okay.
You know, those guys wrote those songs. They produced them and recorded them like the real deal. So I think this will be more of the same.
And no video or piece of movie or something coming out with this?
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure once it does roll out in April, there will be all sorts of stuff that will be part of it. So it'll be fun, and who knows, maybe he'll go on tour, you know, Spinal Tap tour.
You mentioned David Crosby's going to be on that. Is he going to join Stephen Stills for the thing that they're doing?
Not that I know. This is, of course, Stephen Stills has been doing an annual benefit for autism, you know, autism research called Light Up the Blues. It takes place in Los Angeles this week. It's going to be on April 21st. He and Neil Young will be reuniting, as you noted. They're going to do a Stills Young Band thing. Sheryl Crow and a number of others are part of the show, but the real peg here is it'll be the first performance by the surviving members of Tom Petty's Heartbreakers. Well, I guess they're all surviving members, but the first performance by Tom Petty's Heartbreakers since Petty died.
They're the house band, right?
Right.
Yeah, they'll be playing with everybody.
Right, and then they'll, you know, and I'm sure there will be some Tom Petty songs performed during this, you know, sung obviously by others. But that should be something really special.
Bon Jovi going into the Hall of Fame. Howard Stern's going to induct him.
Yeah, this was kind of a surprise. Bon Jovi, for whatever, well, he's, you know, there's tour tickets were going on sale this week. So he kind of made the rounds. He did Stephen Colbert, two nights on Stephen Colbert, and then showed up on Howard Stern, where, to a lot of people's surprise, John Bon Jovi invited Howard Stern, asked him to induct Bon Jovi, the band, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in April in Cleveland. I think it's real. Nobody came out right afterwards and said it wasn't. But so we at least know who the first inductor will be at the Rock Hall.
Just trying to think.
Seems kind of interesting.
We ever go into any kind of Hall of Fame, Gary, I want you to induct us.
Okay, you got it.
All right? I want you to use
it.
A lot of big... It's fruity,
big
fancy
words.
Yeah,
you know, lots of great adjectives. I'll leave the farm animals out of it. It'll all be good.
Hey, the Grammys. Who's going to be there?
Well, they just announced. You know, this is what they do. You know, part of the strategy here is they announce. They kind of leak out the announcements. So they announce them 2, 3, 4 acts at a time. This week, a couple of biggies were announced. Kendrick Lamar, who of course is going to be who's the number one, you know, he has the most nominations. U2 is going to play Sam Smith, and then Miley Cyrus will be performing with Elton John. Elton John's getting the President's Merit Award, and then he will be. They're doing one of those, you know, how they did with the Beatles and the Bee Gees, like a concert after the Grammys. an all-star salute. Elton John is the subject to that, for that. So, you know, those are the new additions, and they'll be joining a lineup that already includes Childish Gambino, Daddy Yankee, Kesha, Khalid, Lady Gaga is already set to perform, Little Big Town, Logic, Patti LuPone, Bruno Mars, Pink, SZA, you know, and there will be I'm sure that we'll hear of a couple more, you know, it's in, you know, what, 10 days from now. So, you know, maybe one or two more a week out, and that takes place January 28th out in New York.
Now, when they do the memorial of all the people who have passed at the Grammys from the past year, they do it from Grammys to Grammys, not based on the calendar year, right? So they're going to do Dolores O'Riordan in there, I'm sure.
I would think that's, you know, that of course was a big shock this week. No reason to think anything was wrong there. She was in, this is the, you know, she, of course, the singer from the Cranberries. She was in London recording some material with another band and actually had been working on new material for the Cranberries and was found dead in her hotel room in London on Monday. No cause of death yet. The police in London have said they're treating it as unexplained, but not, they don't suspect foul play. A lot of people are guessing suicide, but nobody's said anything like that. So, and there's no word of a note or anything. And so, you know, it's a real mystery right now. The coroner's awaiting test results. Those are expected to be announced sometime next week. And, you know, meantime, as these things happen, Cranberries music just sold like crazy since Monday.
I haven't even heard if she was in her bed or on the floor or slumped over in a chair or...
They found her on the floor is everything I've read.
Okay.
But they're saying virtually nothing about the circumstances.
Yeah.
So, you know, you hope it's not, I mean, it's bad news. You just hope it's, I don't know what you hope it is, you know, something...
Yeah,
something natural and unforeseen.
Something you can get your head around, I guess.
Yeah, it's a shame. I interviewed her a number of times over the years. Very sweet, very nice, great voice. Cranberries were and are still a really, really good band. They stopped working regularly a while ago, but still really solid.
Kim and Kanye got offers of between $2 and $5 million
for
pictures of their next kid, I read.
Oh yeah, this happens all the time. They announced to the world they welcomed a new child via surrogate.
Right.
They announced it on Monday, but nobody's quite sure when exactly the child was born. It is a girl. They haven't shared the name yet. That'll be the next big rollout. We haven't seen pictures yet.
Well, they don't share that. They don't share it at all. They sell that, right? I mean,
yeah, right. So it'll be. I don't know if it'll be People or if it'll be Us Weekly or who's going to get that.
I'm just astounded that they can get money for pictures of a baby.
That's a business.
It's Kim and Kanye.
I would keep having kids.
Well,
I would never stop having kids for $5 million for their pictures.
They
their
seem
pictures.
To be, and the fact that they do it via surrogate, you know, it kind of, you know, I guess it eliminates the wear and tear on Kim. So you know, the they could become the Pit Jolies of music.
But the Pit Jolies, at least they did something,
right?
Anyway,
well, yeah. Kanye does something.
Yes. Kanye does.
Kim, right.
Kanye
Kim doesn't.
Yeah.
And Kim is the, you know, we created, you know, in the past decade a new job title of just celebrity.
And right, but there's other singers and entertainers who have had children that don't get a $5 million rolled at them for pictures of the kid.
They don't have a TV show. You ain't keeping up with them.
I know. I hate respect that. I wish I could figure out how they did it, and I can't stand that they do it.
Eric came in here Monday and said he had watched the Beatles documentary 8 days a week, and he said, hey, you should check this out. It's pretty good. Nothing you probably don't know already, he goes, but it's just interesting. The footage is really good. It's been out for a couple of years. It's the Ron Howard thing, right?
Right. They debuted that on HBO.
Right.
And on that, but that's not, he did a great job just putting together, and it's just about the Beatles touring in the United States.
It's just called The Touring Years, right?
Right.
Yeah,
so it's really it's a documentary about a couple years that they spent on the road.
And if nothing else, it puts things in chronological order, because the Beatles stuff is always blurry for me, because I don't know what album came out when or whatever, but their last concert was at Candlestick Park,
right,
and they didn't even want to do that tour. Paul said what? They basically took a deep breath and said, okay, we'll do this for 3 weeks, and they did it purely for the money.
for the money, and because it had been booked already, and you know, without them really having checked off on it. So,
but to show you how crude it was, they were booked in St. Louis. They were playing an outdoor stadium. I don't know if it was Busch Stadium or whatever. It's pouring, right? So they build this impromptu lean-to for the band to perform under in the pouring rain, right?
Right.
And I don't know if you remember this. In the back, they have three roadies on this tour, right?
Uh-huh.
One of the roadies' job was to hold on to a plug in the back, and if they saw any of the members of the band fall down,
they
were to unplug everything with that plug.
It's a great story. No, touring was a little different back then. You look at the Shea Stadium footage, and you know, there they were with basically the equivalent of your home stereo system to entertain this big baseball stadium.
George called that last tour. He said it was a freak show. He said when you went to a Beatles show on that last tour, it was a freak show, and I didn't want any part of it.
Yeah, now they burn out. You know, you got to.
But
remember
it wasn't about the music. He said it was just people acting insane. He said it wasn't about it was the music wasn't the show. The Beatles were the show.
Right, and they, well, it was that way from the time they started touring here in the U.S. You got to remember, you know, they went from 0 to 120 in the snap of a finger, and they weren't ready for it. You know, nobody, the industry wasn't ready for it. Their management wasn't ready for it. You know, the concert industry wasn't ready for it.
So if you're a 40-45-year-old person right now, your mom wrecked the Beatle tours. Thank you very much, because your mom wouldn't shut up at the show.
there's a guilt trip to put on somewhere.
Right. Thanks, Mom.
We can still have the Beatles touring if it weren't for you.
What was like that? What did young people do before that to freak out?
Well, they went to other rock and roll shows, and before that, they went to see Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
You know, and they freaked out. And, well, you had Elvis, Chuck Berry, you know, the whole...
But it is just like nothing else I've ever seen. Every Beatles show was just crazy.
Why? I mean, Frank Sinatra, that was like all the falling over and passing out.
Frankie.
But they had movies, they had film, they had radio in Frank Sinatra's day, same as in 1964. What was it?
They just didn't have cell phones and social media.
Right, but,
I guess.
You know.
But anyway, my point being, Yellow Submarine is coming back to theaters, 50th anniversary.
Right. Sometime in July 8th in the UK and Ireland, and we're waiting for word, but it should be in the U.S. as well.
All right, Gary, we are out of time.
All right, excellent. You guys have a great weekend.
We'll see you at the party tonight.
Yep, I'm going to go book the flight now.
Okay. When you get to the door... I'm Bob's plus one, please.
I will mention that.
All right, Gary, thanks. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Gary Graff, their music guy on Friday mornings.